Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about some tomatoes, along with updating all of our educational programming. But first, for today's Did You Know? That the McPherson County Farmers Market Group is starting to plan for this summer's Farmers Market. On March 10th at 1 p.m., we have scheduled a vendors Zoom planning meeting. During this meeting, vendors will set the schedule and go over details to make this year's Farmers Market bigger and better. If you are interested in becoming a vendor at the Farmers Market this summer, please call the Extension office to get the link for our Zoom planning meeting March 10th. Items sold at the Farmers Market are all homegrown or handmade. In my garden news, it's still nearly 3 months before Kansas gardeners begin to put out their tomato plants into the ground. Most of the varieties to home gardeners are either indeterminate or semi-determinate. Indeterminate plants are traditionally plants that never stop growing. They are capable of producing fruit throughout the season unless disease stops production or frost kills the plant. Semi-determinate plants are more compact, but also are capable of producing fruit throughout the season. Another classification is determinate, and these varieties will produce one large crop, but then eventually nothing afterwards. Gardeners with limited space would likely prefer indeterminate or semi-determinate types to stretch out the harvest season. In Kansas, tomatoes are generally planted in early to mid-May, or when daytime temperatures are above 70 degrees Fahrenheit and the state has passed the frost-free date. Even though indeterminate and semi-determinate varieties produce fruit throughout the season, our hot Kansas summers often cause a dry spell in production in both types. Tomatoes are less likely to set fruit when night temperatures remain above 75 degrees Fahrenheit and the day temperatures are above 95 degrees. Hot, dry winds make the situation even worse. Each year, Kansas master gardeners plant and rate a number of tomato varieties, as we do here in our vegetable garden on the north side of the 4-H fairgrounds. Results of these trials conducted by the Kansas master gardeners vary by county. Interested persons are encouraged to contact their local extension office for more information on varieties that perform well in their area. Some of the top varieties based on pounds of fruit harvested per plant are Anna Russian, Cherokee Purple, German Johnson, Beefmaster, Early Girl, Big Boy, Brandywine Black, Jet Start, Celebrity, and Big Beef. I also want to thank everyone that attended our first Master Gardener and Friends Zoom educational program last week. I have again recorded this program over houseplants and have a link to view at your leisure. Our next Master Gardener program will be February 25th, starting at 7 p.m. with Tom Bowler presenting the topic of beginning gardening. After each Zoom meeting, we will have a question and answering session following the educational presentation. If any of you would like to view the presentation from last week's program, call us at the office to get the recorded link. In my cow-calf news, the 108th annual K-State University Cattlemen's Day will be moved to an online floor mat this year due to the COVID-19 restrictions on the Manhattan campus. Cattlemen's Day will have three keynote speakers from the industry's leaders. Registration is free and all are encouraged to participate online via the Zoom platform. To participate, you must register and you can call the office to get that information. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to remind everyone to remember your outside pets with this upcoming cold weather pattern.